Where are we in terms of predictors of response to these agents?
We're getting much better.
Really?
Yeah. If you can biopsy these tumors, Ari Beldegren and his team and Mac Aitkins and Bob Motzer have all shown us that if you can show that CA9, that's one of the proteins upregulated by HIF, overproduced because of HIF upregulation, is still expressed on the tumor, it is almost certainly a VHL mutated tumor and appears to have a substantially better prognosis. Now, we haven't done a formal study where you biopsy all the tumors, stain for CA9, and then use that staining pattern to predict outcome. But that would be my hunch.
And what kind of technology is involved in that type of assay?
It's just a biopsy. Biopsy the tumor and do an immunohistochemistry.
It's immunohistochemistry.
But you got to get the tissue.
Isn't there tissue normally?
Yeah, but it's in the kidney. And like I said, there may be evolution. We have one patient, for example, who had CA9 positive in the kidney, responded to IL-2. When he relapsed, he was CA9 negative. And so the tumors can evolve with time.
Interesting.